All right, let's do a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please call me Lee.
Hi, Lee.
I really need your advice here.
Okay.
Recently found a letter my husband wrote about 10 years ago, but never actually gave me.
Mm.
The letter is basically a breakup letter.
Oh.
Saying he didn't feel the spark with me that he thought he should feel with his future wife.
Yee.
So here's the thing. After that letter was written, I ended up getting pregnant. We got married, and now we're here building a life together. But now that I've read it, I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, was I just the default option? Does he still feel that way?
Mm.
I told my friend, and she said I should definitely bring it up with him, but my sister told me it was forever ago, and clearly he stayed, so I should just let it go.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm torn. Do I bring up this old letter and risk stirring things up, or do I pretend I never saw it and try to move on?
Yeah.
What would you do if you found a letter like that written by your spouse?
Oh, I would immediately walk over and say, hey, what's this?
You would?
Yes, I would. But that's me. But like, I can totally understand where you're now kind of freaking out going, does he still feel that way? And then if I bring it up, does that then start the snowball down the mountain where he's like, well, I've never been happy. And you know,
oh,
it's like you don't want to hear those words. So
no.
I can understand why you don't want to bring it up, because it's like, all right, well, if I just avoid it, then we're fine now, then we're good.
And I understand why she's in this headspace, because 10 years ago she said, you know, I ended up getting pregnant. And
yep.
So now she's wondering, did he just marry me because of that? And
yeah.
He's been trying to do the right thing all these years, but not really to his core happy.
So like, that's one of those things where now I'm in that stage of life where I have friends who have kids that are a little bit older, and then they decide, you know what, we're good. And then they call it a day and they get divorced.
And they
it's like,
split?
And it's like, you guys have been together for so
forever.
Like for like 25 years.
Yes.
And then it's like, you see older people too, like people who have been married longer than that, like 40 years. And they're like, yeah, we just grew apart. We're done.
That's crazy,
wow,
to me.
Like I am getting the sweats even thinking about having to start over. It's like,
I would be destroyed.
What?
Yes. But I know a lot of people do that. And so I understand how she's second guessing. But I also have to kind of default. You know your husband. It's been 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe things have honestly, truly changed for him. I don't think that he would have gone through with marrying you if he was truly, truly not happy. I understand that he was in a spot where he wrote that letter,
but
he felt that way at the time.
Yeah, maybe he felt that way at the time, but he did the right thing and he owned up to.
But feelings can change.
Sure. All right, 502-795-1997. Don't know if you have experience with this or want to weigh in. We'd love to hear your take. Coming up, it's group therapy. All right, group therapy is kind of an interesting one where Lee, our listener, she found a letter that was written by her husband back in the day, and it was before they got married, and it was basically a letter that he was going to break up with her. He was just like, hey, this isn't who I envision as my future wife. You are not who I envision as my future wife, and we're going to need to break up. Well,
he said he didn't feel the spark that he thinks he should feel with his future wife.
Yeah, yeah. So he didn't give it to her. She wound up getting pregnant. They wound up getting married. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, and so now she's obviously thrown for a loop after finding this. Like, does he really still feel like this?
Mm. Okay.
And Swifty Kim says, she brought up a good point. If you don't bring it up to him, then you're always going to wonder. You definitely have to ask him about it. The fact that he kept it would make me wonder also.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are hanging on that are like,
yes,
he kept it.
Yeah.
So
why
that would give me pause.
Didn't he destroy that? Yeah.
Right. Got another message from Aaron. Girl, if he wanted out, he would have left.
Oh.
That letter was just a moment in time. The fact that he stayed, married you, and built a life with you says more than a decade-old draft.
That's a good point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tammy said, I'd have to bring it up. Otherwise, I'd drive myself crazy wondering if he still feels that way. Even if it's awkward, I'd rather know the truth.
you know, we can sum up the Facebook comments in one sentence and just say, you need to talk to him because it will drive you mad until you do.
Cheryl's got a really good point. My husband wrote a breakup email he never sent me years ago. I found it later, and it honestly made me laugh because our life is so different now. People go through doubts, but it doesn't mean they last forever.
Aw, okay. Well, that should be comforting then.
Yes, and I would say, you know, look at your relationship now. It's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he had some doubts and he was, he wrote that letter in that moment. But now that things have changed and he made that decision to marry you, build that life with you and your kids, measure it as to what you feel like your dynamic is now.
Yeah, Jennifer's like, I'd probably cry first, then laugh, then confront him. My husband would never hear the end of it. Dave said, honestly, I think the real story is that he never gave it to you. He had second thoughts and then chose you. That says something.
Yeah, a lot of people are hanging on the fact he kept it, but then there's the other aspect of it. He never gave it to you.
Yeah, and maybe he's just keeping it as a hey, this is how far we've come type of thing. I don't know. Or maybe he doesn't even know he kept it.
I was going to say it could be that too. I feel like it's more of that.
If like, he's anything like
he's a
me.
Guy who I forgot.
Yeah, I was going to say if he's anything like me, he just put it somewhere and then forgot it was there.
And forgot it existed.
Yeah.
I mean, that could very well be. But I do feel like you do need to ask him about it. Otherwise, that's hard to forget.
Unless you found it in a diary.
Something like that, you can't just forget it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you've got to bring it up to him. So
yes, it's going to eat at you if you don't ask him about it.
All right.
And you don't have to come at him and be like, you were going to dump me back then? Like,
yeah, don't come at him with fire in your eyes.
Right. Come at it. Just say, hey, you know, I saw this and I didn't know that you felt that way back then and talk and open up the conversation about it.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. That's what we suggest. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.